Welcome to Longevity. I'm your host, Natalie Nittam. I'm a nutritionist, a human potential and epigenetic coach, and I created this podcast to bring you the latest ways to take control of your health and longevity. We cover it all, from new technology and ancestral health practices to personalized interventions and a very special interest of mine, peptides and bioregulators. Enjoy the show. Welcome back, folks. I'm Natalie Nittam, your host. Quantum. Just hearing the word is enough to make most of us either lean in or immediately check out. But what if the thing that feels the most abstract is actually shaping your biology every single day? Today, I'm joined by Todd Shipman, who originally entered the quantum space to debunk it and ended up completely rethinking how the body, energy, and even connection itself actually work. We get into what the quantum field really is in plain English, how coherence impacts your health, and why modern life might be creating more noise in your system than you realize. And yeah, we even get into the Nobel Prize-winning research that's forcing scientists to take this seriously. If you're inspired by this episode and you want to try Quantum Upgrade for free for the next 15 days, all you have to do is visit quantumupgrade.io/nat and use code NAT15 for a 15-day free trial. No strings or credit card numbers attached. You have nothing to lose. So next, we're going to thank a couple of the sponsors that make the show possible, and then we're off. If you've been a regular listener to this podcast for the past few years, you're already in the know. But if you're one of our newer listeners, you may have noticed something. Bioregulators, a little bit new out on the market, and they are growing in leaps and bounds in popularity. And here's why. Think of bioregulators as drivers of cellular renewal in your body at a tissue, organ, and system level. As we go through life, DNA gets damaged, so our signals at a genetic level starts to fade. The bioregulator peptides actually can get to that DNA and either repair the signals or essentially give the DNA instruction to start production of proteins that maybe it wasn't producing as much of as you used to when you were younger. And so we get that upregulated cellular renewal. They do this quietly, subtly, and in the background. The renewal starts happening in ways that only your body knows how to execute. Paired with lifestyle and nutrition, these tiny molecules can make all the difference in how we age. Now, here's my approach at this time of year. As days get longer and schedules start to shift, I really love to do a cycle of foundational tune-up stack from Nature's Marvels. I'll do the pineal gland for circadian rhythm refresh, the thymus gland for immune reboot, and blood vessel bioregulator to help to clean up the highways to and from the cells. This is a beautiful stack to repeat once or twice a year. Now you can find Nature's Marvels bioregulators at profoundhealth.com and use code NAT1515 for 15% off your order. I take my sleep pretty seriously. It's basically my favorite longevity tool. But even with a solid routine, cool room, no late caffeine, blue light blockers, the whole nine yards, there's still nights when travel stress or a late workout can throw things off just enough to notice. And this is where Trozi from Troscriptions has earned a spot in my nighttime stack. I'll use a Trochi about 30 minutes before bed when I want to really lock in deep restorative sleep. It dissolves between your upper gums and cheeks, so it works fast and fits seamlessly in my wind down routine. It's much more than melatonin. It's actually very low in melatonin. Trozi is physician formulated with compounds like honokiol and agarikon to support GABA activity, plus adenosine and cordyceps to enhance sleep drive and deep sleep. The CBD, CBN, and 5-DP round it out for full spectrum relaxation. Each Trochi is scored into four, so you can dial in your dose, quarter, half, or full. Sometimes a little goes a long way. It all depends on what your body needs that night. So if you want to protect and optimize your sleep, not just fix it, head to Troscriptions.com and check out Trozi. And you can use code NAT10 for 10% off your order. Todd Shipman, welcome back to the show. It is a pleasure to have you here today.
Thanks for having me, Natalie.
Talk to us about quantum, the quantum field, like whatever makes sense in that sphere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely kind of, unfortunately, the truth is, I think, is when people hear quantum, it's an instant ick, you know, of like, ah, because there's, as I always use a claim, like there's just a lot of unethical marketing in the alternative space. when it comes to health stuff, and people are utilizing the word quantum in many ways that are not relevant. Mm-hmm. And they're just kind of using the buzzword of quantum.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurts the rest. It really, you know, muddies the water in a way. For so sure. Anytime I'm scrolling through, I see quantum. It's even now, like I'm totally involved with this, but I I know that a quantum patch that quote unquote blocks EMFs, like that just is not the way it works. And it hurts the rest of every other, you know, company or idea that they're trying to use with this. So let's just start with like quantum energy. Mm-hmm. And quantum energy is the energy at basically a subatomic level. So it's like the energy behind the matter. On a visual level, we can make that is, let's say we have a piece of paper and we take like a number two lead pencil and we start drawing on it. The quantum aspect is the space in between the lead and the paper.
Right. So and it's almost where, like right, this so vibration energy that exists.
Yeah. Yeah. It's literally with the vibration of the cells.
Yeah.
It's what kind of activates that. And it's not positive energy. It's not a negative energy, but that's where the benefits that we see come because it's neutral. So it's actually neutralizing. And anything that comes into this field, so we go back into the quantum field in a moment. I'll come back to that, but it's neutralizing. And that means anything that is what we would call disruptive waveform patterns or anything that's inhibiting any kind of coherence.
Let's talk a bit about coherence, what that means, right? And why is that important? I mean, emotional coherence is very important, right? So that we are in alignment with our beliefs and our thoughts and our actions. When we get alignment between those two things, we feel better. We can act from a place of integrity. We are more comfortable. We could be healthier. So when you talk about coherence in this sense, maybe explain, you know, help us to understand when there's a lack, when there's dissonance or a lack of coherence in energy fields, as it were, how can, might that affect us or our ability to function or things to work properly?
Think of it, honestly, I'm going to, if it's great, I would almost prefer we can keep it a very surface level until we want to dive deeper into things. But like, think of it literally as like, we have a calm lake. It's nice, a pond, and we throw a big rock in there. And then you get all of this chaos and disruptiveness, right? And like, that's where it's underneath all of that, right? It's still smooth at the top or like the waves causes disruption instead of the connection, the calmness, the fluidity of everything with like coherence. It's just kind of, it's a smooth action. Mm-hmm. Think of it like that in a way, right? Mm-hmm. So everything is combined, everything is agreeable, but then you throw something in there and it causes chaos. And a lot of that tends to, I think most people connect that with like maybe microwaves or cell phones, cell towers. Like those are disruptive waveform patterns that get into our field, our biofield, our quantum field, like the quantum field and all that stuff. And that is where we see where quantum can neutralize that in the space that it hits. Yeah. That's where, leads to benefits.
I'd love to offer another analogy if I could, and you tell me if it makes sense. So let's say you throw one rock into the lake and you get these beautiful concentric circles, right? And to some degree, there's order in that and the way that it dissipates. But when you throw a rock and then a boulder and then something else, you now have all these different types of waves coming at each other. And now you get into this world where you get that kind of what you're talking about, chaos, where you get waves bashing into each other at different angles. And there's a loss of, like, it's almost like the lake can handle a single pebble. But now when you get like a whole bunch of stuff coming in there, that's when you get like this crazy disruption. And when you were just describing the non-native EMFs or whatever these other energy inputs that our bodies and our field is dealing with, you can imagine that this is like a series of a variety of different things coming at our field. And do we have limitations within our field of mitigating or neutralizing or absorbing, or, you know, like, you know what I'm saying here? Like, and this is why I think you get all these people wearing like discs or, and we can talk a little bit about devices because you mentioned that earlier and I think it's important, but you know, when people talk about blocking versus, you know, in your world and whether it's the Leela world or the quantum world, you're talking about harmonizing. You're talking about we are going to build resilience in the system by allowing us, by allowing your the field to harmonize all of these things that are around you. So I don't know if that analogy made any sense to you, but that's
great, because I think I can see where my fault is because also at the same time, when you throw a rock in, the beautiful waves and vibrations that do occur,
and they're ordered, is a positive right? thing. And they eventually dissipate. Yeah. Like there is a symmetry to it. But so for me, it was more like, okay, well, if you get a bunch of different size things and a whole bunch of stuff happening at the same time, that's when we start to see that chaos kind of happen.
Yeah.
And we can equate that to what we're dealing with now in modern life, which is not something people would have had to have dealt with, I don't know, 50 or 100 years ago.
Yeah, because like you're saying with non-native EMFs, they're coming from so many different places, different frequencies, different levels of depth that it's hitting us and the way our body is responding to it. And it's all invisible, silent in a way. And there's only a few ways that we can quantify that it's even affecting us, but those are becoming more common and common for people to see. But there are people who are energy sensitive and some people who are not, who wouldn't ever notice it. And then there's people who don't even see like, oh, I got anxiety or my throat closes or whatever it is. That's like ends up being a physical response to the body from, again, the disruptive waveform patterns, mm-hmm. And just harming our bodies.
So hopefully people kind of have a bit more of a visual, if you will, on what we're talking about. So let's get back to the quantum field, quantum energy, and then we'll move into the quantum entanglement theory, that whole.
Sure. Yeah, I think the quantum field became the term of it. It's also become a lot more popular with like Joe Dispenza, right? Mm. Because he uses that term quite often of like accessing, coming into the quantum field to put like any types of manifestation, any wants, desires, things like that. And, you know, the quantum field is basically with like quantum energy, it's just been around. Think about like the ether, like it's been around since existence. We're just, I would say the majority of us are so distracted by everything else that's going on that we're not present enough to even realize that there's this entire space mm-hmm. basically around us that has other things. And that, which we will step into further later when we talk about quantum entanglement, just acknowledges that, because that is where all of quantum entanglement occurs, is in the quantum field. Mm-hmm. So it is just space, ether, that is constantly surrounding us. It's just that I think me involved, I mean, all that included is we're not like so aware and present in our life that it's like, oh, right here, I can grab this, I can do this, and I can put things out. And that might sound really weird. And I understand that because I got into this world to debunk everything, you know, over 10 years ago. And because it sounded really silly, and to realize when you see like the studies that have been done, and then again, the Nobel Prize and everything where they're doing these things across the world, you realize that there is in the quantum field, there is no such thing as time and distance. Right. And that's also really a lot of this stuff. It's like, none of this is theory. It's all been shown and proven, but it also really forces us. It definitely forced me to basically just reevaluate how I view life. Because when you can see and just see all the stuff that happens again with quantum entanglement or access to the quantum field, you're like, that is not anything we're taught. That is not anything that we're even talking about, mm-hmm. but what it's available to us. So it really makes us, especially with quantum entanglement, I really still now it's so crazy. And it's like, how do we see the world the same way? It's kind of like if you've gone out and done some extreme psychedelic, right? So like 5-MeO DMT, where you get to experience the dissolving into everything. How do you come back to the real world? It takes a lot of post-integration with that, right? And I think very similar, a little excessive as an example, but when you see and understand like what this is doing, and this is not an everyday thing, it's almost like the same if we were to see aliens. Like how do we, if we actually witness aliens come up to our house, right? Like we don't see the world the same way anymore now that we know that that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's exactly what happens with quantum entanglement, because it sounds weird. Like quantum entanglement sounds very woo, sounds false to me. At least that was my presentation to it. It was like, well, that sounds really goofy.
Yeah, I think it does to a lot of people. So what was the thing that made you stop? Because you said you came into this 10 years ago to debunk it, right? So what did you see, feel, or experience that made you rethink your position?
For me, it was so much about accessing the quantum field and like our biofield. And what I had done was I had done a blood test. Now, this isn't a Harvard or Stanford style study, but it was something I did myself. And it was very like, okay, there's something to this. And at the time, I had this quantum necklace that I was like, these poor guys, I'm going to show them how, you know, they're scamming everyone and every yada, yada. And that was my mindset. And so I spent the money and I got these SpectraCell micronutrient tests. I don't know what they cost now, but back then they were like $400 to $600 a test. And I paid for all these.
Yeah.
And I got them for, I did this test for about a year and a half where I got my baseline of everything and saw all my micronutrients where I was deficient in. And then got the first test. And then I started wearing this necklace. And also, I'm a very monotonous eater at this time. I'd eat the same thing all the time. And I had no problem doing that. So it was very consistent. And after the first 40 days of wearing this, you know, quantum necklace that had all, basically it had all the micronutrients that you needed in life, like involved with the frequencies in it, right? So that was the test was like, okay, after 40 days, go get tested and see what happens. And after the first 40 days, everything was optimal. Nothing was toxic or too high. Everything was perfectly along in the optimal range.
Wow.
So then I waited another 40 days and I got the same test. It was optimal. Did another 40 days. It was optimal. And then I took the necklace off and stopped wearing it. And when I did that and I got retested, everything went back to the baseline that it was prior. So I was deficient in the very same vitamins or micronutrients that I was before. So that was my first like, okay, there's some, again, not Stanford studies, nothing of that sort, but it was enough for me to go, there's definitely something to this and dig deeper that it's not going to be a complete scam. And it's like, when you talk to someone like Philip, he's like, well, yeah. Or even talk to Ian, right? Ian's like, well, that's simple science, really. Like, yeah, that's always his favorite sentence, right?
Everything is simple science.
It's not. But yeah, but that's his thing. It's simple science, really. And it's like, so how does this work? You know, and Ian's like, well, because it's putting out the vibration and frequency of those vitamins. We view things as a physical object, right? Instead of, if we can see and acknowledge and accept, at least in this conversation, that everything is vibration frequencies, right? Then that can shift things. And there's communication with these vibrations and frequencies and wavelengths. That can also, I'm going to step back for a second, Natalie, because if that sounds weird to people, think about how, and maybe more relatable is, let's talk about the sun. It comes in different wavelengths during the day. That's not a physical thing. It's a wavelength. And it is going into our eyes at a certain wavelength for UVA, UVB, right? And that now triggers our body and sends communication to our body to work with cholesterol to create vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Now, none of that was a physical thing. It was all invisible waveforms, right? And right. Wavelengths. And that is exactly kind of what we're doing here with like these, with the quantum products, or the one I technically originally used, was it was these frequencies and vibrations of these micronutrients that my body still utilized and send messages to that be needed. And, you know, again, that can sound silly, but it's like, we can show this over and over again with tests. And
yeah, no, that's a very, I don't even know that you've ever told me that before. That's a really interesting example. And so did that device or that capsule need to be programmed in a specific way? Or
yeah, you know, well, the behind the curtain, I guess, with a lot of these products is they're very protected. I understand that with the technology and them being a business. So that guy and that gentleman was an interesting gentleman in all ways of life. And this was just one of many things he did and charged and created. But no one has ever like explained how they do this. And that's the same thing with Lila Quantum and with the Quantum Upgrade is like, you know, that is the proprietary technology.
That's their IP.
And that is also, yeah. And like that is also why the ball is in the court of all these people to be doing the studies they do is to show and prove that it's working. Cause you know, you can't really just sit there and hope someone trusts you. You know, it's like, okay, well, here's the studies and here's what shows that it works. And so with that specific one, I had no idea how it was just charged. He had the machine that he invented. He lived in Arizona and,
of course he did.
You know, his name was Brian Johnson, an older gentleman.
Yeah, not that.
Not Brian Johnson. The many five or six other famous Brian Johnsons in the health space. This guy was not, but he, you know, that's what got me into all this of like, okay, there's definitely something to it. And when you talk to these people, they're like, well, yeah, like it makes total sense. Like they're not even surprised, even though I see it. I'm still surprised this day. I see the studies that like this, the research and stuff that like Ian does with these. And it's just like, how is that possible? And it's really cool to see.
Okay. So have we unpacked the quantum field, quantum energy, quantum entanglement, like quantum field, quantum energy. One of the other analogies I can come up with, it's like the extracellular matrix in your body. All your cells exist.
Yeah. That's like, great.
Energetically.
Yeah.
Right? It's an energetic.
That's a great one, Natalie. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always looking for that. Can we help people to visualize somehow? But even, and it's not even as physical as that, as the extracellular matrix, because it's an energetic version of it is what it would be. And we can tap into, you know, in traditional Chinese medicine, where we talk about energy meridians that run through the fascia of our bodies that ultimately can affect everything in the body and how it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, if for anybody who's experienced acupuncture or myofascial release, like that kind of stuff, that stuff is, it's wildly powerful. I'd love to touch on some of the research, but I want to touch on the Nobel Prize, because Nobel Prizes don't get handed out to hacks, right? Like at the end of the day,
right.
Nobel Prize gets handed out because somebody has clearly identified and articulated the existence or a discovery of some kind. And, you know, to call this a discovery is hilarious because it's been around since before there was an around to be had. And so what it is someone who was able to finally capture an explanation and an expression of this that could be quantified by science, so that people can get their heads around it. So maybe we talk about that next, like the Nobel Prize that was won.
Well, this quantum entanglement, because we've used that word quite often now, and it's really just like when you have two objects, we're talking about on a cellular level at the most part, but they remain connected, right? Like as an informational coherence, like independent of distance. And that's the key point. So like they don't have to be close to each other. And I'm going to step back again one more time with that, because like for me, my experience with this is entanglement is, so I have twin daughters. Mm-hmm. They're 13 now. And before I was introduced to any of this stuff, just the most oddest things would happen. I mean, I think anyone with parents that are of twins can tell you, like, it's a science experience of nature versus nurture all the time.
Yeah.
But then also like just the connection twins have. My twins at one point, I was with one of them and the other was out on a little board. I'm blanking out right now, like a skateboard, right? And it was just kind of going around, and she was young and she was outside, but out of nowhere, the twin that I was with just kind of like fell over and started screaming, and she held her arm. And I was just like, I don't understand what was going on, because it was out of nowhere. And she's just yelling about that her arm hurt. And I would say like 3 minutes later, the other twin came in with the broken arm, because she had crashed and fell and had literally, her arm was literally arm. Like it was, you know, I'm as a dad, like, oh my gosh, you know, but because it was just dangling there, it snapped in the middle.
Oh my God.
And they always, if they're in the same or different room, but same house, they'd wake up instantaneously with each other, like within seconds, all throughout the day and night and stuff. Like it's just a connection. They go to sleep right away. Everything was, I guess, in a way connected without them knowing and me even knowing what that was. But looking back at all this stuff, I'm like, yeah. And you know, they've done studies with twins where you can mm-hmm. take one on the East Coast and another on the West Coast. And on the one on the East Coast, you tell that one to sit down in the chair, and the one on the West Coast without that same command sits down, like, because that's just is
really?
Connection is where it's told. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I learned about that stuff. That was stuff I started reaching about after the arm break, and like, wasn't really into that. Wasn't studies of quantum entanglement, but it was studies with twins. And there's so much of that where you can say one to something or one twin and the other one regurgitates it somewhere else. Like, because it's the connection of entanglement, right?
I know my mother has this uncanny ability to know when things are going sideways and I get a call, and it may, and in her case, she may be more in touch with it for whatever reason. You spoke earlier about how, you know, we're so caught up in the world, we're being bombarded with all these different things. We essentially lose our awareness of that connection. And so then it becomes less meaningful or impactful to us. But there are some people, and you even talked about people who are more sensitive to energy and things like that. You get other people like my mom who, and other people in the world who, for whatever reason, have held on to that connection in a different energetically.
Yeah.
And so it makes them more nosy, but it also means that they have a different sense of the world in a way than the rest of us. So, I would invite the audience to think about, you know, are there people in your life, are there instances in your life where you chalk it up to a coincidence, but is it a coincidence or is it maybe something that broke through that you're not accustomed to? So now let's go to the Nobel Prize. Sorry.
Yeah. And it will, again, that's a great example you just used, because there's all, everyone knows, like, oh, when we think about these people and they call us,
yeah,
like everyone's had that situation 100%. Occur, everyone. Right. And it's like, okay, so how do we quantify that? That's the challenge. How do we measure these things in a scientific way? That's always a challenge with it, but you at least have these personal experiences where it's like, well, it's a coincidence. Well, it's a coincidence, but nothing's a coincidence. And there's always something deeper behind it. Right. And, that's actually a really good example you used as a mother. I don't have that experience, and but you're right. That's entirely true. Where it's like, as a mother, I can imagine you are entangled with the cells and like we're talking about before, mitochondria, right? And it's like, so it is just another little you.
We have their cells in our body, right? There's a paper that just came out that talked about how moms, and I think moms carry cells of their sons in their body for life. And mother's mitochondria is passed down to the children. And so we share mitochondria, we share mitochondrial DNA. So, I mean, I'm getting into the real esoteric here, but when we're going to talk about the entanglement piece, it starts to make sense, right? Like some of the experiments that were done now, like you've got like and like in two completely different places. And yet energetically, there's a field that connects. So anyway, take it away.
Yeah. And that's pretty much like you're saying, the like in different places. And that is exactly where the study was, because the study was in the Nobel Prize Award in physics was awarded in 2022, right? So for the research on quantum entanglement. And it's what they had done was they had taken a cell that was in Austria, I believe. And then they had someone over, this happened to be in Walnut Creek, California, which randomly is very near where I'm at, but it's just east of San Francisco by like an hour.
Yeah.
And they had they're coming from the same event. So almost in the same way of like a family, right? So these two cells together, but they're separated. And they're able to, basically they shot this laser at the little cell in Austria, and instantaneous, which is another cool fact, because I'll come back to that. The cell that is not in that same environment, but over in Walnut Creek, California, is instantaneously responding to that laser that is not at that cell.
What did the laser do to the first cell?
Well, it was just expressed? Well, think of it as like, yeah, I mean, so they did a laser, but think about it in a simpler way. They used a light, but think if we had like a really like microscopic needle and you poked it. Like,
other cell might, responded as if it had also.
Yeah, it responded as if it had been exposed to the laser. Wow. Yeah. Similar ways, like, if you poke something and something else across the world instantly felt it, right? Then kind of like they do with like the voodoo dolls, right?
I was literally going to the voodoo doll right then.
Wow. Yeah. And so, you know, that when they talk about instantaneous, and before I mentioned that in the quantum field, there's no such thing as like time and distance. Mm. And we can argue that in the quantum field, the information travels faster than the speed of light. Now, the only reason anyone could truly argue that is the speed of light is a measurement from point A to point B. When the quantum field, there is no distance. Everything is instantaneous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So distance isn't relevant at all. We could be, again, extreme. We could be talking about something that's over in Pluto or in another galaxy. And it's, you know, we as humans, we create the concept so that we can better understand time and distance. But in the greater scheme of things, that doesn't exist. And so it's instantaneously is it reaches the other, like in the quantum field. So that's what I think is also really cool.
So this is the part when you're speaking from the stage where you turn to the audience and go, okay, guys, are you still with me? Right?
yeah.
Because some people will be fascinated and some people will be scratching their heads. And then other people will be like, are you freaking kidding me right now? So, you know, there were a couple of big points that really got me thinking, okay, I'm willing to speak about this. I'm willing to use it. I'm willing to experience it. And it's the science. I have to go back to the science because otherwise it's just too much for my brain to manage. And the Nobel Prize research. And then there was another experiment that was done that you talk about. And I don't know if it's something that your chief science officer, Ian Mitchell, did for you or it was something else. But was there not another cellular experiment where there was an increase in generation of ATP of a cell at distance mm-hmm. from another cell that was stimulated? And can you speak to that a little bit? Because this again,
yes.
You know, guys, really what we really want you to think about, and then we're going to talk about what this means. Like, what does this mean to us? How do we tap into it? And what happens when we do? Because at the end of the day, it's all about, okay, but why should I care? Right.
Yes.
So, like, I mean, really, that's what it boils down to.
I agree to that. I 100%.
Yeah. Like, why should I care? This is all really great. It's super esoteric. Why? Okay. But this idea that you can, it's one thing to see a cell respond to a laser, but this idea that there's an instant, this continuum of time and space that just takes away the, you know, it's a little Star Trek-y kind of thing. It just removes those obstacles. And now we have an energetic connection that connects everything together instantaneously.
Yeah. We're much closer than and more connected than
we think.
We tend to think we are. Right. Yeah. And again, it's this entanglement, this fabric of everything that we are all connected, but we're also separated physically. And I think that's where I initially had these challenges too, where it's like, cause I'm very science minded and I want to see all this stuff. Like it helps for sure. But I always have this biggest smile when I'm talking about this stuff. Cause it's crazy. It's so crazy to like see the studies and be like, but how, like how, and it's still always that you can see these things happen and we see these real time studies that we can show. And it's again, it's like, okay, but how, like, how is it still doing this? And like, that's where I think it gets so overwhelming, but so cool. But with the study, with the ATP that was done, and this was one of our first ones we did with, we did another one unknowingly about quantum entanglement that I can talk about, but this, because sure. That's what kind of brought into how this is what's really cool and how we were doing this stuff before I even really understood the quantum entanglement. Ian was mildly involved. He usually manages a lot of the studies and figures out like, these are the measurements, here's how to quantify the data and all of this stuff. But it's also not him performing the research. But he had someone that was capable of doing this at Tulsa University. So you have a professor there that ran this study. And what we saw, we did multiple studies with this gentleman, and there was, so one thing that we saw was that, and I want to make sure that we don't cross the concept of quantum entanglement. What we're showing the studies, technically the studies are showing the benefits of quantum energy, but it was performed through quantum entanglement. So I don't want to mince words on this, where it's not like, okay, quantum entanglement is what created the ATP production. It was the quantum energy exposure through quantum entanglement, meaning there was no quantum energy device in the room. We were able to quantum entangly bring it in. And we saw with a certain study, they did up to an increase of 29% of ATP production. And with the cells that were running, the other one that they did at the same time is the wound healing study mm-hmm. where they scratched a cell and again, delivered quantum energy through quantum entanglement. And we saw a 2-time increase in the actual healing process.
In the ATP example, was there a cell in one place and a cell in another place? And you did something to the one cell? What was
delivering.
Okay, so what was the experiment? Sorry.
So, well, we had a baseline. They have a baseline of how much ATP a cell in a typical area is producing, right? And then what we did is we took another cell at a different time, same location though, and we basically, through quantum entanglement, which again, I understand this is, I want to make sure if there's any questions that we touch on this, because I don't want to overwhelm anyone with it. But so basically we had baseline numbers of everything. And then we brought in the other cell and quantum entangled basically through it with quantum energy. Mm-hmm. So what that does is basically with the quantum energy, as we mentioned before, is there's the benefits come as neutralizing. So you have this cell now that is kind of, as I've used the term before, but it basically is bubble wrapped from external stressors. So if there's EMFs, Wi-Fi, cell phones, all that, that are causing unknown or unseeable stresses on that cell, which for something like that is lesser ATP production or slower wound healing. But if we're able to, through quantum entanglement, deliver the quantum energy to that specific location, then it is able to produce up to 29% more ATP than the other one did without the quantum energy or quantum entanglement. And the same thing with the wound healing. Now, that also doesn't mean, again, I'm speaking very carefully because I want to make sure that this is understood, right? So we're not saying that quantum energy is producing 29% or that quantum energy is healing two times faster. What it's doing is it's putting your body back in its natural state so it can do that. Because if let's say we get a cut on our hand and I'm sitting here where I'm at right now and I have literally five computers, I have a Wi-Fi router and all of that that is attacking my body, like your mitochondria has to say, well, okay, we can't focus entirely today on fixing that cut because we also have to protect from the EMFs with the symptoms, and we have other things we have to do. So our focus can't be 100% on that wound healing today. And it'll still be healed, but it takes slower. Now, if you put me in the same spot with all my computers and I am surrounded by quantum energy, now that mitochondria can say, oh, what's on the to-do list today? Let's fix that heal. Like, let's heal that cut.
Right.
Or, wow, you can have more ATP production. So it's putting us back more at a natural state. And I just want to make sure that's very clear because I don't want to mix the words of like, we're not saying that the quantum energy is what forced it. It's just providing an environment where your body can do what it's supposed to do without the external stressors.
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing is what you're doing is you're reducing the burden of dealing 100%. With external factors that again, like it's what we talked about earlier, they throw us out of balance, right? And the body's always looking to be in homeostasis. And a cell that's in homeostasis doesn't have to expend energy to stay there. What you're essentially doing is when we talk about the effect of, for example, non-native EMFs or Wi-Fi routers and stuff like that, it affects the calcium-gated channels. It affects the way that the cell behaves. And so the cell has to somehow balance that out. So all that energy the cell is expending to balance that out is energy that it doesn't have to perform the other jobs in the body that need to be performed right now. So what you're really saying is that quantum entanglement, which is the soup that allows that this instantaneous transference of messaging or energy or whatever the case may be, is what is by activating that or accessing that field, we now open ourselves to the possibility that an energy can be delivered that allows to bring more balance to a system so that the system can now be free to perform other things.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's kind of like a bridge of communication in the process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So what else? Are there other experiments you want to talk about? Because I have a bunch of questions at the end of the day
about,
what it is that we're talking about here and can people actually access this stuff or do they have to go get a lobotomy so they no longer believe what they used to believe? Like,
Yeah. Though the most recent study we did, which is also amazing. It's really one of the more exciting ones to show it because even though, again, all of this is based off of our studies are showing like what does an actual device or product that is, generating quantum energy do, okay, so you can purchase a product, you can have that physically, but what we're talking about with the quantum entanglement also means there's nothing, like nothing physical. It's all done.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So think of like cell phone to cell phone in a way. You don't have to have something that's it's still going between you and I. We're still conversing. Even though we have a physical cell phone, the transaction part is all wireless, right? So entanglement, what we're talking about is almost is wireless, you know, communication in a way, but it's also not, but that's like a surface level way to understand it. But so the more recent study we did is this was done in Austria. We had to do a lot of studies, by the way, are done in Austria and Europe because of access and cost of things here. We tried to get like Andrew Hill from the Peak Brain Institute and Jim Hart from BioCybernaut to do these studies for us. But they were just like, we don't have the technology that you're looking for is too advanced. No one in the United States has it. And that's true. We needed a 256 channel EEG brain scanning device that just doesn't exist that's anywhere in the United States. And we looked for it because honestly, it'd be easier to be doing this stuff in the United States than having to transfer and send people all this way. But what we did was, is we took the newest iPhone and we put it up about a half an inch, probably a little farther than what we would typically, unless we're on speaker, which is still affecting us. But if we have the phone up to our head, and we did that for about 30 minutes and we did the brain scans. And what we saw was a crazy amount. I'll just say that a crazy amount. We'll go into the numbers in a second, but when that happens, and this is things with EMFs, right? Cause you're talking about calcium channels and everything prior. But one way we can look at it is our brain waves. And what happens when you are exposed to EMFs and like for the specifics, one that we did for 30 minutes is we saw that the beta and the gamma just went wild. Like, and for people, I know that might not be to understanding, but beta and gamma are what cause anxiety.
Mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So beta and gamma are the brain wavelengths that when we're anxious, stressed, upset, angry, kind of more on the negative emotions, those kind of are the more active. And when you have those active, alpha is suppressed. And alpha is not, you know, and of course, just like our heart rate, we don't want to have a stagnant or static number of everything. So we don't want to always be low or high in these. We want them to be fluid. But when you're around EMS, your alpha drops significantly. And alpha is kind of, it's more of like our flow state. It's our calmness. It helps us be in a parasympathetic again so we can heal. We can retain information better when we're in alpha. So it's beneficial to at least be able to have access to alpha more so than the others. But it's not like you just only want to be in this one place, just to be clear. So for 30 minutes, and we had done similar tests with Lila Quantum, and then we'd bring in the block or something, and then we could do the test. And this time we did it with the quantum upgrade, which is the service that's based solely off of quantum entanglement. So normally what we would do is we would turn on the technology so that it's hitting the access to that person. And we would wait a few minutes, like maybe 10 or 20 minutes, and then we'd retest. And the people running the test were like, let's do this instantly. Like, let's see where it's at instantly. Cause we were thinking it might take a little short time to see the effects. We know it hits them instantly, but we weren't sure how fast the results would be. And they were instantaneous, which is really cool. Wow. So what we saw by activating the quantum energy exposure through quantum entanglement was the gamma. So the gamma wavelengths, they went down 77.6%. We had beta went down, the beta went down 82.9%. Wow. And then alpha increased 1,300%.
No kidding. And did the person feel it? Did they feel different?
No, I wouldn't say they felt different with the brain waves in terms of that. Because again, I still think like people aren't as present with, even when you have anxiety, like at least not everyone. I think when you see them, it's like, okay, why am I anxious right now? You know, it's usually EMFs, well, but we're also so used to random emotions that we don't really sit there and be present on what they're feeling.
Hey folks, there's a new skincare product I need to tell you about. Clinically, this formula reversed up to 8 years of visible aging in just 42 days. It's called Vampire Exosome from Young Goose. Each bottle contains 3 trillion PRP-derived exosomes, which is about 3 times more than most serums on the market. And we all know that exosomes are cellular messengers. They are the same signals that make PRP and in-office regenerative treatments so powerful. They instruct your skin how to repair, renew, and produce more collagen. What makes this formula even more advanced is that it also includes Rejuve NAD, designed to support NAD plus levels in the skin. NAD plus is something we talk about all the time in longevity because of its role in cellular energy and DNA repair. Now, in simple terms, this isn't about temporary glow. It's about restoring your skin's ability to renew itself. So results build week after week instead of fading overnight. So if you've been curious about exosome skincare, this is a product setting a new standard. You can find it at younggoose.com. And whether you are a new customer or an existing customer, you get to use code NAT10 for 10% off. I mean, you know, the world we live in is so crazy right now. I think we're all kind of normalizing in some way, shape, or form being at a much more activated state than a rest and digest as a baseline.
Yeah. I
think if you really think about it, most of us have to take a time out. You know, we have to go sit, close our eyes, do some breath work, you know, maybe do a heart math session, maybe do a new, like whatever it looks like for you, that way that you have to center yourself and come back to your middle. In a perfect world, we would operate from that center, right? But I think in the world that we live in right now, we tend to have normalized operating from this much more activated state where, to your point, your beta and your gamma waves are elevated. And, you know, that could be why sometimes we're not as creative, we're not as calm, we're not as well thought out as we would like to be. So that's a really fascinating example, though. And it really highlights how the quantum entanglement works, in the sense that when you keep saying there's no time and space, it should be instantaneous, right? Like you would expect that. Even though nobody expected, you know what I mean? I think even
Well, we didn't expect the results to kick in. Like we thought that it could take a little bit for the gamma and the beta to, like, to balance out everything.
Right.
Yeah. So it also shows like how fast our brain does respond to things. Cause it's like, think of it as like a Faraday cage. It's in a second, it's all gone, and you take it out and it's active again. Right. Yeah. Like if you have a phone. So it's very similar. Like it just shut off as if it basically acted as if the EMFs were not in the area. Instantaneously. So there was no recovery time, which is kind of what we, I mean, I would still assume like, you need a few minutes to your body to recover. It's like if you go sprint 100 yards, like your heart rate needs a few minutes to recover back down. But we saw this was instantaneous. And also, to be fair, I don't think they asked the lady and the other people they were doing this with, like, specifically, how are you feeling before and after? At least it wasn't registered. But also, I'm just not sure. Like, they may have had anxiety after 30 minutes of a phone, but they also may have gotten used to it. Like, again, I just don't know how present people can be with that.
So that's, I'm going to ask you a question for those people who are not watching the podcast. Todd has the evil AirPods in his ears, and I'm serious,
and my
right?
Apple Watch.
I mean, I'm the Apple Watch, but I think anyone who has spent time in the wellness space right now understands putting a cell phone to your head is a really bad idea. I mean, certainly within our circles, you don't do that. Now, there's also a really powerful narrative that says those AirPods are communicating with each other. They're shooting stuff into your head between each other. They're a really bad idea. Like I won't wear them. I know that you wear them because of the world that you operate in, and how the access that you have to quantum allows your body to not be subjected to those negative effects. So do you want to speak to that a little bit? I'm putting you on the spot. We didn't say
you're probably the first person to ever mention that. Although we have these conversations, and I usually talk about when I'm doing podcasts or anything with people, it's like, you know, there's two routes, because I'm definitely not into fear mongering. I'm way more I'm more focused on the importance of like just education of everything and giving people solutions and whatnot. So, I mean, because also at the same time, like, I'm also very anti EMF. I was part of the whole aspect where I lived in Fairfax, California, which is one of the only, it was the only, at least even just a few years ago, the only town in the world that banned smart meters. Wow. We successfully banned it, right? So I was part of that. did all that. We were also one of the first areas to ban 5G cell towers in Marin County. So like, I'm also on that side. I'm not trying to be there. I'm aware of it. But like, this is the beauty of quantum energy, is it allows us to work synergistically and still be able to benefit from the luxuries and technologies that are putting out EMFs, because quantum energy neutralizes the harmful effects that EMFs have on the body. And we can show that over and over, double-blind placebo-controlled studies, and it's 100% of the people. These aren't studies where we say, oh, 73% of the people saw benefits. This is 100%. This isn't, you know, a small population or a large. It's everyone. If you're exposed to EMFs, it's literally a bubble wrap. If you interact yourself or you expose yourself to the quantum energy, it's a bubble wrap of protection of external environmental stressors. So what we can test, like you said, calcium channels, we can test the HRV, your heart rate variability. We can test dark field microscopy, right? So live blood analysis, we can test the brain stuff. And it's showing that we can still use this stuff and have it going on while not having these harmful issues. And
that's powerful. That's incredible.
Well, yeah, because I think people who are sensitive to EMFs, and it's a great place for them to test it, is if you have sensitivities to EMFs, like connect yourself with some of these products and then bring them in there, and you will see a difference. And for people who have like serious health issues with EMFs, you know, Lila Quantum still makes EMF blocking products.
Right.
So it's a small part of it, but you can get a hat, jacket, you know, t-shirts, beanies, all that. But for, I'd say the majority of the population, just having that exposure to the quantum energy is sufficient enough. And that's also, yes, I mean, like I said, I have my Apple Watch. I have, I literally have six computers here in front of me, like, you know, and oh, iPad.
That would give me anxiety just having six computers. Never mind the EMFs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of, you know, there's a lot going on for work stuff, but it's just, part of it just neutralizes the environment I'm in, which I'm really appreciative of and
okay,
being so, able to. And I also get that, like having AirPods on, I know definitely people question it. It's like, well, you're talking about EMFs, and it's like, but that's also like, so that, what so we're then doing it's here in is your, we're allowing in, you to use it.
Yeah. So in your world, between the technology that you wear and the access to the quantum upgrade that you have, in it, there's a harmonization effect that neutralizes the negative effects of the AirPods.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to very clearly articulate this. Is there a claim? And we're going to come up on time, and I want to make sure that we get to quantum upgrade and how people might use it and that kind of stuff. But is there a claim that you refuse to make about quantum upgrade? Is there anything you're like, nah, I draw the line at that? Is there any like, do you think people overstate what it can do?
That's a great question. I mean, because for me, that's exactly everything I'm against. I'm against the crazy claims. I like to talk about realistic things that we can show, quantify, and prove. And, you know, we have a Telegram group where people are coming, like 8,000 people that are in here talking about their experiences and whatnot. And we see these people. And I mean, honestly, for me, and regardless of anything, I think healed and cured are two words to keep away. Because it's not going to cure anything for sure. And anyone who uses those words often, you just want to take a step back, and because those are really powerful words. You can suppress the heck out of symptoms. You can really manage symptoms, but the curing and healing in a way of like, okay, and I'm not saying that's not impossible with things, but just with everything, those are words that me is for me, and my life is marketing and education.
Yeah.
And even for me, I'm like, whoa, okay, those are excessive.
Well, I think that based on our conversation so far, what you said, and it's the healing and the curing is done by the body if it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Right. And, or maybe, yeah, and maybe the body will need help from a medication or whatever the case may be. What this does is it brings you back to a baseline where that possibility now exists again. It doesn't guarantee it. It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
You're right.
But what you're doing is, I think about it a little bit like bioregulators, right? The bioregulator doesn't push you over the line. It doesn't push you under the line. It really, its job is really just to get you back to a state of balance so that your body can do what it does. And I'm seeing that this is another leg on that stool, because it's dealing with the external outputs that are throwing a wrench into your body's ability to do that.
Yeah, it's basically it puts you in your natural state. It allows you to be in a parasympathetic and, like, you know, rest and digest.
Yeah.
And all of that is allowed, so your body can do what it's meant to do without having, you know, all these other things yelling at you invisibly. And again, I always like to use the analogy of, it's like, well, it's the same thing as if I was to go to Yosemite right now and spend a week away from EMFs and everything else, like, I'd come back feeling worlds better, you know, than the day-to-day stuff. And it's because there's really nothing out there that is environmentally stressing us. There's the EMFs aren't there. Anything else that's yeah. screaming at us. And we're just putting ourselves out there while still being able to be in this area. Like, I can be at my house. I can be having this podcast with you with Wi-Fi, all the technologies and luxuries I have for you and I to be able to have this interview right now. I can have that while still as if my body is in Yosemite right now.
Yeah,
like, it's not being stressed.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I think the last podcast we did, we really talked about the Lila technology. We talked about the cubes. We talked about the pendants, the capsules, talked about the jacket. Mm-hmm. We talked about the physical pieces that people could acquire that helps their bodies. Today, we really wanted to dive into the quantum upgrade a little bit more. And quantum upgrade is a service, right? So it's a service that essentially plugs you into this quantum field through quantum entanglement. So it is a stretch for people. It is a subscription, 100%. There's no gizmos, no gadgets, no stuff. This is, and you have this menu of different frequencies, if you will, that you can access, which you may need different things at different times because you yourself or your body are doing different things. So is there something that people experience that surprises them the most at the beginning when they start using the upgrade?
Usually it's the calmness. I think for people who are so just exposed to EMFs and without knowing it. And mm-hmm. again, we have this Telegram group where people just constantly are, it's so active. It's kind of overwhelming for me, at least, to go in there and see everything for the day. But calmness is what most people will say. And I think it's, again, because your heart rate's not up or you're in a more parasympathetic. People get better sleep. In terms of, there's so many other, again, just going off of the benefit in ways of quantum quantum upgrade with quantum entanglement as opposed to our physical products is you can get the benefits without a physical product. I'd say about 95% of the benefits still. Mm-hmm. There's certain times where I would say that a physical product is going to behoove you more so than the actual subscription, right? And it is it's a subscription. It's a digital service, but we right. use that word, I think, to more easily digest it because everything we just talked about, none of that's digital. It's analog. It's mechanical, right? Mm-hmm. So we do call it a digital service because I think people can wrap their heads around it because you can go on and log in on your cell phone or on a computer and you can adjust all these different things that you want in your subscription. But at the same time, a lot of people have this misconception that it's some satellite up around and is shooting
right,
at us.
Right,
and it's
right,
not.
Right.
It's really, that's why, right? So it's not digital, really. It's mechanical and analog level where it's just, we're providing this access to the quantum field for you. And that is, again, right? So we can send frequencies, whether it's abundance, gratitude, prosperity. There's about 45 different frequencies, maybe more that
crazy.
We have. And yeah. you can change them as much as you want. You can change the intensities of the levels of them all and the amount of quantum energy you want to be exposed to at the time. You can go in and the longer you have it, we take the ceiling off of the strength because one thing people do is, you want to drink, just like with the quantum product or the Lila Q products, is you want to hydrate yourself more because, mm-hmm. again, as we mentioned, right, it puts you in a state where your body can heal and help itself. And what that tends to require also is just detoxing. So not so much that quantum energy, again, is detoxing you, but it's allowing your body to finally do what it needs to do, which is detox. So we see like people tend to initially, if they run it too hard or something, a funny story I have is, you know, everyone tends to know Ben Greenfield and yeah. he is one of the most extreme humans. And when I set him up with this about 3 years ago, you know, I was telling him, I was like, I know how you are and you like things strong. You want to feel it right away. So he was like, yeah, man, boost me the highest you can get. I want all things, give everything the high. I want to feel it. And I was like, okay, no problem. And so I did. And on the second day I got a text message from him at like 3 in the morning. He's like, hey bro, can you please turn that off? Like, it's too intense. Like, can you lower it down for me? Yeah, he's like, I can't sleep, right? And it's like, okay, yeah, no worries. And I also, we don't suggest that, but sometimes, just like me as a customer to other products, I want to be able to have that experiential awareness. So I would be the person who would crank it up really high and then get almost a negative effect to realize that it's actually working, even though I'm not feeling it. So we don't suggest, and we create a limit initially while you have it, like on how high you can boost it. You can boost it high enough to feel it, but we're not letting you go up to the really high levels. The longer you have it, we'll remove those limits so you can go up because your body gets used to it. But again, there's so much that you can set your schedule for timing. You can change that. There's a booster on it. You just go on there and change everything. And it's the same benefit. So again, you can, it's accessing your quantum field. So we can put abundance, like I mentioned, you can put, heart chakra opening, love, self-love. There's so many different frequencies, and it also doesn't force them on you, because what it's doing is it's making it available to you. So if you need gratitude, it's not forcing gratitude onto you, but it's putting it in your space so your body can utilize it, or you can utilize that frequency if necessary or if it's needed, but it's not going to like force it down your throat.
Right. And I like what you said about the physical and the service, right? Like this digital service. I think that there will be instances, and maybe you can talk about this, where it makes sense to stack the physical products with the service. And maybe you can talk about a couple of example or an example where that might be. Or is there an example where you might be better off starting with a capsule before you started with the service? Like,
yeah, that's probably the most common and most appreciated question, because there's so many nuances with that. And I'll start with this, actually, for someone who I've been in this for so long, heavily involved with these companies as well. And if I had only one choice, I would choose Quantum Upgrade, because of the uses that I could get in life that I would get more out of, I think, or longer out of everything. I would get more benefits with the Quantum Upgrade service. That being said, because there's certain, like, there, you don't have to have anything with you. So I don't have to carry my cell phone with me for this service to work. I don't have to have a Wi-Fi connection. So I can go out again and be in the middle of Yosemite and still have this access to the quantum field. Again, because it's analog and mechanical. It's not something that relies on a satellite or electricity for it to work. If I'm on a plane or something, right? Like traveling, or if I'm sleeping, because I don't like to sleep with my capsules, like then I have that, right? So there's many reasons where, yeah. It's like, so wherever I'm at certain times, it's like, okay, I can use this or use that. There are definitely times where I would, so for example, also like, because we have the Heal 360 frequency with Quantum Upgrade, which also then kind of takes away the need for the Heal 360 capsule that you would wear.
Right.
Like, just as an example. So at that point, in the long run, if, you know, we have all these really cool, like I was going to show you, but like if anyone's watching, we have these frequency cards, right?
Yeah.
Right. So these frequency cards, you know, they range from $75 to I think $145, some of them. And instead of paying that one-time fee, you can have Quantum Upgrade that also is the same. So you can go through, and it's like I have every frequency card on file, like everyone will. Like if you get it and you get the frequency bundles, then I can go from the all those different types of, like I have for sleep and calm at night, and the morning it changes, I have brain support going on, all these different things. You can change it as if I have an endless amount of those frequency cards physically. I don't need them physically anymore.
Yeah.
So that's one of the really big benefits. And there are times though where, so I would say specifically the things that are advantageous for Leela Quantum products, like would be the block, because the block, in a way, so like with Quantum Upgrade, think of it almost as if you can put yourself into a block, right? Like, because you're having this field of everything, and you're charging yourself.
Recently, I was really sick. I tried to get into the block. I couldn't. So I stuck it on my belly.
Yeah. And that's when like the Quantum Upgrade is, because you can change the frequencies, you can change the intensities to match the blocks. You can do all of that with it when you have it on yourself. But so there are certain times it doesn't work, because with Quantum Upgrade, you have certain service options. You can do it on yourself. So just your person, not the person next to you, won't be affected by it or anything, just you, because it's an individual identifier. You can have it on your pets. We do horses, cats, dogs, anything like that. You can have it on your business, and then you can have it on your property. So the entire property is protected by these. So you can do it that way. You can also do your vehicle, which we have really cool studies showing what quantum upgrade does with Teslas and other cars. Even there are, which we technically, I don't think are supposed to talk about but in terms of names, but there are cars, there are EV cars that produce more EMFs than Tesla. Mm-hmm. And we have studies showing those with those specific, like we took the strongest electrical EMF producing vehicle manufactured at all. And we did studies with those. So you can see that it neutralizes the EMFs for everyone in the car. Now, where like the block comes in is if you want to like structure your water, if you want to enhance jewelry by charging your jewelry or charging your phone. I tend to like one thing for me, and I know we talked about this last time, was like the food allergies. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be able to neutralize certain like the food allergy responses that I get, like with crab, honey, and avocado. I couldn't get that with just quantum upgrade. It requires me to physically take that food and put it under a block for about 5 or 6 minutes to neutralize the disruptive waveform patterns that we get from the food that causes the allergies for me. So that's where it's really important. Yeah. And on another end, though, I would say it's really cool with the blocks. And this is, I don't want to go too far off this. This is what's really cool with the quantum entanglement. It's like, Natalie, if you didn't have any Leela or quantum products at all with you, you could send me a photo of you, or I could screenshot right now and have your photo, and I could take that photo and put it inside my block, and we can show this, and we have them, the studies, that it is the same as if you had a block with you in your place. In
that
Canada.
Is crazy.
Like,
yeah.
You and know that what? Was where we started realizing quantum entanglement is like, yeah. Because I can take a picture of someone. So that's what we would do after we do physical blocks next to someone. Now we don't have to have a physical block. We could take the block. The block could be in Washington State and that person could be in Germany. And as long as that picture, there's a picture of that person in the block that's in Washington State, the person that's in Germany, we can do the double blind placebo controlled studies that we've done with them. And it'll show as if the block was same thing there. And that is what quantum upgrade is doing for people as well. So it's very similar technology. But we kind of ran into that, like just out of testing and experimenting crazy things.
That's fascinating. And that's really interesting, right? I was really sick last month, and had a call with my membership community. And one of the members said, you know what, now here's what we're going to do. All of us who have blocks, we're putting your picture in our blocks. And, which I was very grateful for. I would say some aspects of my recovery have been a bit surprising. Like I've turned corners pretty fast, still have a ways to go, but I don't know how much that had to do with it, but definitely it's, and I remember, I think you and I spoke and you talked me through some of the different quantum upgrade
options. Yeah, some of the frequencies, some of the suggestions frequencies and stuff.
Here's a place that people will often see this is in HRV, I think, right? Mm-hmm. This is that
for
one
sure.
of those metrics. And really, and I think HRV is a magic one for this because it really is about the balance in your system, right? If your HRV numbers are good, this is about the balance between your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. And we know that when we're in balance, again, we're back to that world where the body is in a state where it can do what it needs to do better. And so, and I know that we'll have a code for people at the end. They get 15 days to try this out, right? Is that?
Yeah, which
right
is extended.
That? Which
That's, is, yeah, yeah so it's 15 days. We give you the 15-day free trial. No credit card needed. You don't have to put any information in for payment details,
which
truly
is magic. Honestly, that's
can't lose
deal.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah. How many subscriptions?
That because,
how many subscriptions do we all have of trials that we signed up for and then forgot? And then,
well, that's always the problem. And right? I think I understand that as a customer standpoint, where it's like, hey, I don't want to have to remember two days if I don't want to use it. I don't want to remember to cancel it.
Yeah.
And so we have it set up where you don't have to put any of that information in there. And just so that we're here and people are listening, the credit card information might be written, like it might be shown as blocks to fill it in, but skip it. Like you don't have to, because there are people who just want to sign up and they pay for it right away, but you don't have to do that. Just skip any credit card details. And our typical free trial is 7 days. And then with Nat 15, it's a 15-day free trial for that.
So, but okay. But is 7 days enough? Do you think? Do most people feel?
I would say a day is, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. We do 15 because that's what makes it more attractive. And also just in case people have, I'd say more healing that is needed. Any type of like support and everything, like they may need more than a day, but I would be really confident that I'd say in the first day you'll notice.
Okay.
Because exactly like the HRV will be increased, your ATP production, white blood cell increase, like all these things that we have studies, which all this is on the research tab on quantumupgrade.io and then lilaq.com. You can go on there and see all the research we talked about, but all that stuff is going to happen instantly. And it's all a trickle down effect. If you have a higher HRV, you know, then your body is also working more effectively.
So 100%.
There's small things you might notice. You'll sleep better, very likely. We can show, I think it's like a 7% increase in REM sleep from using Quantum Upgrade.
That's
as
amazing.
Well, compared on double blind placebo controlled. And you might feel a little tired, or you might get a headache, and that just obviously means that it's the intensity is too much, and just lower it. Drink more water for sure, because you will be dehydrated. You know, when this just came out, it was before it came out. This was 5 years ago. We were testing all these things, and I was one of the testers. And they were at the time, because a lot of this is how much can your central nervous system handle? Mm-hmm. And everyone's a little different. So we were trying to figure out what was a good baseline to start people at. And we were doing these studies where they tests and experiments where I remember very clearly I was walking. They were just like, hey, at some point in the next 2 days, we're going to boost you and we're going to go at a really high level, you know, yada, yada. And I remember the very exact moment is I was walking on the beach in the panhandle of Florida, and out of nowhere, I felt like I'd eaten a weed brownie. And I don't do that. I don't really eat the edibles. And I just remember I was like really like off, and it was, weird because I was dizzy, almost like vertigo wise. And then I remember reaching out to like Philip, cause I've kind of caught him. I'm like, wait, did someone like ninja dose me or something with a edible? And because it was such an out of their instant feeling. And after reaching out to Philip, he's like, oh, let me check with yeah, they hit you. They got you. It was too high of a level. We realized that, you know, like that's why we were testing it as ourselves. They're like, yeah, they zapped you basically at this time of day. And it was right then I was there. And I was like, yeah, okay, well, that's too much for my central nervous system.
Yeah, no kidding.
And again, this was pre-release of Quantum Upgrade. We were still testing everything, but we were trying to figure out what were good numbers for the central nervous system to handle. And that was too much for mine. But it's just a story I have, you know, where it's like, I had no idea when they're, and I forgot. I was like, wait a minute. Like,
people report that there's kind of like a ripple effect on their families or people around them. How do you explain that? Because you were talking about, this is really about you, but you can definitely apply Quantum Upgrade to your home, to your workplace, to your car. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of a bubble effect that happens really in anybody in that container, right? Like not, is it
I would definitely say if you have it for the home.
You?
Yeah.
Is it as much as for so, you or is it less?
The protection of the EMFs and the neutralization and all that are going to be the same, especially like, so I have it, I'm on almost 8 acres here of, you know, as country as you can get basically in Sonoma County, California. And if someone comes onto our property, like they are now being exposed to that. And it is over the, because we go off of Google Maps. So it's not just your residential, like, material home. It is the entire property that your backyard, front yard, everything, animals, everything happen, to get the benefits of that. Now, I would say though, because again, I mentioned all the fields we had before, car, pets, all that. I would say that the field for you, which is just for me individually, is going to be felt the strongest.
Yeah.
Because it's more intense and focused on you. So when it comes to intensity, does not alter the strength of like the EMF neutralization or any of that, as well as the frequencies that are available. But I would say like the intensity that you're going to feel is much stronger on the you. So when you have people come to your house, they will always feel it. Like mm-hmm. Family members, all of that. They're definitely, and also like, if you go again back down to a quantum field, like Natalie, if you're walking around and you're in a good mood, like the people in your bubble, your aura, like they're going to be like, hey, there's something to that person yeah. right now. Right. And if yeah. you are in a really angry mood, you're putting that off too. So it's just starting with ourselves and letting it expand just in general, not has nothing to do with like actual our products, but it's just like, if you are in a better place, in a better mindset, everything, like the people around you are also going to be affected positively or negatively. If you're in a negative set,
absolutely.
Like you feel it, right?
Yeah. I talk about it as human Wi-Fi, right? It's like, it's how you walk into a room and yeah. you can read the energy in the room. You can pick up the energy from a person. Todd, another fascinating conversation. Thank you for winding your way through the forest of quantum, of the quantum world with me. I understand more than I did before, so I really appreciate it. Let's tell people where they can learn more and how they can access that free 15-day trial if that's something that resonates for them, if they want to give it a try for themselves.
Yeah. Our social media Instagram is quantumupgrade.io, mm-hmm. Which is always important. And I run the social, and I am huge into education. Like I said, if any of this is confusing or you want more clarity, I am more than willing to spend as much time as needed to talk with anyone and clarify this. Our customer support through email, they answer usually within an hour, 24 hours a day. Like, they're really awesome. And then of course you can access the free trial at www.quantumupgrade.io.
And code NAT.
And then when you go in there, type it NAT. Yeah. NAT15. We'll give you the 15-day free trial. And if you have any questions, any hiccups, I'm very fast on social media. I run the Leela Quantum and the Quantum Upgrade on there. You have any questions regardless, I'm super passionate about creating clarification with this stuff. So yeah. We're there for it.
I can vouch for that. I can get in touch with Todd at the drop of a pin. So he's very available. Todd, thank you so much. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Yeah, it's very useful, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Natalie.
Indeed.
Hey, folks, just a quick reminder that all of the information presented in this podcast is for information purposes only. No medical advice, no diagnosing, no treatments suggested here. Before you try anything that you hear about or learn about here, make sure that you check with your medical provider.